I just thought I was going mad.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. You all thought you were going mad.
And also, I felt a failure because I wasn't coping. I felt I wasn't coping with stuff, everyday stuff that other people were seemingly coping with, and I just felt a failure.
More like you feel alone, actually.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Yes, it's so strange an experience that you think it's just me, don't you? Until you realise there's thousands. Hello, I'm Professor Roger Baker from Bournemouth University, and we're here in Bedford in the Mind Centre to really try to explore panic attacks and what it's all about, what it feels like. So that's why we've asked you to be here. Thank you very much for coming, Tim and Natalie and Alan. Thank you. I want to ask you a question. This is perhaps to help people understand it. Now, a lot of people say, oh yeah, I felt panicky. Like before an exam, I felt panicky. Now, is this the same as having a panic attack?
No.
You're all shaking your head. So good to...
No. I mean, I'm feeling a little bit anxious now, but it's nowhere near a panic attack. It's a lot. Panic attacks just, they've kind of got, I feel they've got a life of their own. When they start, it just builds and it builds, and it's the word detached is quite, it's quite a good word, I think, because it's detached from every other experience that I've had in life. They're very separate. They're very, 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 very intense. Sort of the instant version of long-term anxiety. It's just all suddenly comes to a head. Whereas, I suppose, like using what you said, some people feel panicky before an exam, that's kind of a more anxious long-term thing, I think, whereas panic is very, very intense and in the moment.
You seem to agree with that, Natalie.
Yeah, I find it really debilitating. I can't physically get out of... Once it takes hold... That's it. I have strategies to try and reduce them once I feel them coming on, but if it's really bad, then there's no stopping it, and it just completely consumes you. If I move out of bed, I am physically very sick. It's like my body's way of rejecting the anxiety, pushing it out. I can't get dressed. I can't do anything.
So when Tim described it as, like, it's got a life of its own...
Yeah.
Does that...
Definitely, yeah. And it's really difficult for those who live with you to understand.
What about yourself, Alan? Is it feeling panicky or is it something...
No, like an asthma attack.
Right.
Yeah, that is because I've got asthma as well. So they're very similar to the asthma attack. Not a lot of difference, but your heart racing a bit more, and your mind racing as well. You're like, basically, like you're going on a ski trip, sorry, as well.
So you can tell the difference between an asthma attack and a panic, can
yes,
you?
Now I can. With a panic attack, I've got feelings. Involved, even though I mean, but that.
Yeah. Emotions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And tearfulness and stuff and.
Which is worse?
Panic attack.
Panic attack.
Yeah. Because with the asthma attack, you can take over three or four pathways, and it will go away. With a panic attack, it don't.